Let's get into the word today. Amen. Hallelujah. So in the New Testament, Paul, and we see it also with Peter, they talk about being of the same mind, yes. Of the same opinion. Let's think alike. Yes. You know, there's a reason that we're not just coming in and somebody's looking out the window or somebody's thinking about the chicken that they, maybe you are, but anyway, that's cooking at home. I used to use crock pot. I don't know if people do that anymore. Something put in the crock pot and you're thinking, okay, did I put that on too high of the heat and whatever. There's several things that we could be thinking about today. You might be thinking of a bill that's due or something. But we want to encourage you, when you're here, use your faith to get answers.
Yes.
Use your faith that God will talk to you and help you see His word and how you can apply that to your life. It's just not for the local church, although that's important. And it is important that we don't forsake the coming together of the local assembly. It is important that we have departments in the local church. It is important that we have fellowship of the believers in the local church because, again, this is a feeding place. This is a place where we can learn and be taught. And there are men and women that are anointed to teach and preach the gospel. And we're no more special than you are, but God has given us the wherewithal to teach you so that you will have revelation of His word. So let's think alike.
Amen.
And let's use our faith to get answers today. And that's stability. Amen?
Amen.
How many know that when you're building a house, you've got to build a foundation? And that foundation, we've got to make sure the foundation is right. But do you come back and tear that foundation up over and over and over again? No. As a matter of fact, if you build that foundation good enough, it's going to be very difficult to crack into that foundation.
Right.
But if you don't watch out for it, you know that water can get under there. We've had issues where, what do they call those little critters that burrow under?
Chipmunks,
but what's that other one? Well, anyway. Yeah, groundhogs. There you go, those little boogers. And they like to burrow under, and, you know, I was speaking over my foundation because we've had a couple groundhogs. But anyway, if you have rain where you have runoff that's coming into your foundation, eventually that will compromise your foundation. So we had to put rocks that guided the water during the rains, and that because some torrential rains came to our house and wiped out all of our new landscaping a couple years back. So Pastor Jay put rocks all along the side, and so when it rains, it will go down there. So there are things that we need to do to watch our foundation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I know in Philippians, Paul says we're to be of the same mind. And he talks about rejoicing in the Lord always, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But be of the same mind. He says in chapter 2, verse 2, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love. And I'm going to go to that scripture. Being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. We just constantly have that. So it's a mentality.
Yes, it is.
It's how we see things. And really, what we need to see things is through the eyes of the Word.
Amen.
We need to be wearing glasses where we're seeing the Word along with whatever realm we're looking at. Amen. What are you looking at? Are you looking at sickness and disease? Are you looking at the realm of healing and health? Because you'll see the realm of sickness and disease through those glasses if you don't know that by Jesus' stripes you were healed.
Right. Yeah.
Where we go to church matters.
It does.
And what we listen to matters.
Amen.
And the redemption message matters, that you're forgiven.
Yes.
That you're the healed of the Lord. That you are the prospered of the Lord.
Yeah.
And it matters that we are hearing there's a plan of God for each individual life in this room.
Yes. That's right.
There's a plan. Nobody's exempt.
That's right.
You know, we all help take out the trash. You understand? But there's a plan, and as pastors, we're praying for you that the specific of the plan and what you need, that we would have, that our mouth would be as the pen of a ready writer writing on your hearts. There's a scripture along that line. Writing on your hearts so that you would have revelation of the plan of God for your life. But honestly, because my Bible emphasizes, and this isn't a plug for the local church, it's something that pastors do have to emphasize, though, that we've got to see our worth. We've got to see the importance of how we affect the kingdom of God through the local church.
Yes. Amen.
We've got to have a place. You know, you ought to be reaching out to the lost. You ought to be inviting people over to your home. And I mean, with wisdom, you understand. You invite some people over, you better hide your china. But with wisdom.
Yes.
And we don't just give everybody everything we have. I've told you stories where God dealt with me to be a blessing, and I bought many people's groceries and things like that. But then, you know, I had one lady and she was in a wheelchair, and I'm not against people in wheelchairs, have no problem with that. But I just had a warning in my spirit, don't give her anything. She's not right. So I followed that. And my brother was with me at the time. We went down to the store to get something. And she came up and was asking for something. I said, you know, thank you. And I went on. And he said, yeah, she wasn't right, was she? I said, right. Yeah. So he even saw that. Amen. Yeah. So moving right along, Paul said in chapter 3, verse 16, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind.
Yes.
For two, be united, joyful, and in prayer, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord, over and over. And did you know that we can be flighty?
Well.
All of us.
Yes.
And we can be thinking about this thing, we can be thinking about this thing, but we've got to teach ourselves to become skilled in the word of righteousness.
Amen.
We've got to teach ourselves to stop thinking about what we think God wants us to think about and start putting our mind on the word, and the word will correct us.
That's right.
The word will set us straight. And I tell people all the time, you know, when a conference comes up, for instance, believe God. In the presence of God, where the word of God is being preached, and there's light and there's revelation, and there may not be a specific, thus saith the Lord, you're supposed to do this or that. But when you're in an atmosphere like that, there's revelation going forth, just like there is today.
Yes.
And you can be of the same mind that revelation is coming, but if you're not of an attitude to receive.
Come on.
I mean, in your spirit, we ought to be seeing you like this.
Right. Yes. Come on. You're right.
That's mine.
That's right.
That's mine.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know that you're getting excited about it. That's revelation.
Amen.
You're seeing something. Have you ever heard, you've been in a room with somebody and they maybe said, I need to go down to the store and get some milk. So they said, I'm going down. So you saw them go out the door, and then maybe mama walks in and said, where'd John go? Well, I see that they went down to the store to get some milk.
Right.
That's what they told me, I saw them, you know, walk out the door. Well, did you see them go to the store, get into the refrigerator, pull the milk out, pay the person, and walk home? Did you see all that process? No, they just told you, and you saw them go out the door. Well, when you see something, you see the beginning process of it. And when you continue to meditate on the word, you're going to get the fullness of that.
Yes. Right.
And there's knowledge, and there's understanding,
yes.
And there's wisdom.
Yes, there is.
knowledge of the Word of God comes as a result of opening the book. But when you meditate on the book and you begin to say, Lord, I thank you for whatever you need to teach me specifically. Whatever you need to teach me concerning with the body of Christ, whatever you need to teach me, help me see. And that is understanding. And understanding, that's faith's understanding of the heart. It talks about that in Colossians chapter 2. Faith's understanding. So we start out with knowledge, but as we meditate on the Word of God, and we've talked about these things, but we got to keep talking about it, keep going over it, so that light can come. So revelation, understanding, light, they're all the same words. And really, you could say faith is an understanding of God's Word. You may not understand it in your head. Just like I don't understand how a microwave works, but I do believe that it works. And it's going to heat the food.
That's right.
So I don't use them. But anyway, moving right along. Same way with the oven. I don't know how the oven works, but there you see the manual, and it says the oven will cook something. Oh, okay. And as you read the manual, you're going to get an understanding. And you're going to believe that that can cook your food. A belief, an understanding, a seeing, a light, a revelation is all the same thing. Starts out with knowledge, and then you get light on the subject. And really, that's faith that's rising in your heart from hearing God's Word. And did you know that you have a measure of faith in your heart?
Yes.
But when you hear the Word of God, it talks to that measure.
Yes. Yeah.
And it rises up. It gives it light. Because there's life in the Word.
Yes.
It's a mix. Just like, you know, when you're mixing a cake. You got flour, but you need some yeast to make that rise. Amen. All right, so that was all free. And we're kind of circling the airport, see where we're going to go here. But I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 4 very quickly. And we'll just read something there. Proverbs chapter 4, because we don't want to go so quickly that we miss something. And we'll start out there in verse 1, Proverbs verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. So he's saying, don't be flighty.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there thinking about everything, thinking about the chicken at home, thinking about what you need to do next week. And from the time where the praise and worship, from the time that you come into the building, really, I'll be honest with you, from the time that you wake up in the morning, your heart is filled. You don't turn on the Holy Ghost at 10 o'clock.
Come on now.
You wake up. Any time, like I woke up about 3 or 4 times last night, and I was either cold or hot or whatever, but anyway. And because we're learning the system at the house, and others get cold, hot, and usually they're hot, I'm cold. Anyway, moving right along. But I was fellowshipping in my heart to the Lord, just turning my heart to the Lord. And you can do that. It's a mentality, and it's not sound mindedness when you're waking up yielding to worry. That's not being of the same mind.
That's good.
Nobody's trying to condemn you, but I'm saying you don't have to live that way.
Right.
And you might say, and it's really what you came to bed with, or what you've been coming to bed with the last several nights. And we've all been there, done that. There have been times when I just had turned it off and start singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Yes.
Or I would just start prophesying. And we're not talking about, you know, I got on the phone and was prophesying to somebody else. I'm talking about exhortation, comfort, encouragement in the Lord. In our hearts to the Lord, in our prayer closet. Not just, not a parking lot prophet prophesying to everyone. I'm talking about divine utterance and spending time with the Lord. And then a song comes out. And usually if I'm worrying about something, thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Thank you, Lord, I don't have to listen to worry. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Don't have to listen to worry. So, Satan, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm sleeping. I'm snoozing. Not gonna give you a listening ear. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, you don't have to rhyme. You understand. It's like you're not out of the will of God if it doesn't rhyme. Yeah, it just, it kind of touches the ear better when you're rhyming a little bit. Whatever. Thank you, Lord, that I'm free. Amen. And there are times when I'm, and that helps put me back to sleep. I'm turning my heart to the Lord. And really, I'm using my faith. See, you can pray in tongues and you get built up, and you need to be praying in divine languages, praying in tongues, praying things out, just taking time to pray your situation out. If you don't understand how to pray for something, pray the Ephesians prayers first and foremost so that you would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. See, that's what we're going to next. Wisdom comes after understanding. And we're praying for the wisdom of God, but understand that the understanding comes when we meditate on the Word. So the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, really, we're praying that we would be enlightened to see clearly what we need to see. But you don't have to pray for faith. But yet we're saying that faith is an understanding, right? Well, your faith needs clarity. And when your faith has clarity and you see clearly what specifically God has for you, then you can take hold of it. So that's why we do. We pray, Lord, we've got faith. I don't have to pray for faith, but I do need eyes to see. Well, not eyes to see, but I do need to see correctly. And in all honesty, if we're checking scriptures with scriptures, we're saying, Lord, help me to be sensitive to know the right thing, to see the right thing, to hear the right thing, and then apply that understanding.
Amen.
And with the application of faith's understanding of the heart, you're using your faith, you're walking it out. You're saying, Father, I believe that I receive. You need healing? Believe you receive healing. You see, because you have light now. You have understanding that specifically it says in Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for mine iniquities. Chastisement of my peace was upon Him by His stripes. What? If you am, you is. You are. If you were, you are. Healed. In 1 Peter 2:24, we know, you know, we were healed. So we are healed. But we come and we receive it by faith. Because we see, we have an understanding. That's for me. But we've got to hear God's word. We've got to hear the knowledge of God's word and allow faith's understanding to rise in the heart. In other words, we don't have to pray for faith, but we do need to see. We do need enlightened faith. Amen. Faith can be dormant in the heart. I said faith can be dormant in the heart. But a faith that you apply has an understanding, has a revelation to it. And then it becomes wisdom. The application of faith will become wisdom in your life. We don't have to be flighty. We don't have to be looking around. We don't have to be looking for the next best thing that will get us where we need to go. You know, this church is growing. We have a lot of different programs at the Cedar Rapids Church and our youth. We've seen great growth in our children's, in our nursery. We minister to the babies in every area. And we chose in our heart that we could come in and we could have all kind of programs and just emphasize all kind of things. And we know how to do that, but we're emphasizing God's word.
Yeah.
You know, we could have went out and got a loan for $500,000 or a couple million dollars and did this, this, and this and built the church on programs. Because some people will not come to a church when you don't already have, you know, 50 people in your youth or whatever. And the thing is, parents, if we're getting the word into you, that's the first thing that your child needs. If we're getting the word into you, then you're taking that word home and you're emphasizing that word to your child. You know, it's been proven that you can have a very well-to-do family and then another family that maybe doesn't have as much. And it doesn't mean that this child is any less happy.
That's right.
Sometimes it's the other way around, because mom and dad maybe don't spend as much time because they're always working to make the money. Maybe that's the case. There's nothing wrong with money. God makes us rich. We preach and teach that. And there's no sorrow. There's no hardship with it. Amen?
Amen.
But parents, if we're taking the word home and emphasizing word and fellowship with the Lord and just taking some time of prayer, and you understand children, they're not going to be able to, their seat of understanding to have an hour of prayer and intercession. But use some wisdom. But just take daily time with your family and teach them, and gradually they'll be able to build up. And you're teaching them to, we have children that love to pray.
Oh, yeah.
We have youth that love to pray. Why? Because they were taught to do that. And if you didn't teach your children to do that, well, now here's your opportunity. And you may have a cry on your hand if they're already a teenager and you haven't taught them some of these things. But just, you know, gradually. And you might not, you say, well, you know, you're going to listen to Pastor Hayes, Pastor Jay's scripture verses for 2 days in a row. Or, you know, I expect you to be in that bedroom on your knees praying nonstop. Well, you're going to run that child away from you.
Yeah.
No, you got to use wisdom.
Yes.
But we're putting the word first. We're putting God's word first and being led by the Spirit of God so that we can be sensitive to hear what He's saying. And that is sound-mindedness. Meditate on His word. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Keep it in the midst of your heart, for it's life unto you as you find it, and health to all your flesh. And when you get a revelation of God's word, then you will get a revelation that communion with Him is going to be based on His word.
Yes.
Fellowship with Him is going to be based on His word. It's not coming to Him and begging, but it's having a relationship with Him. And, you know, I said something that I woke up the next day and it was right there in the face. I said, you know, I didn't say it this way. I'm trying to remember how I said it. That we got to be careful, you know, praise, that's boring. I wasn't saying praise was boring. I wasn't saying that worship is boring. I wasn't saying, I'm saying that if it's just repetition.
Yes.
You see, it's not repetition that brings life. It is revelation that brings life. But you got to stir it up. You got to dust it off.
Yes.
You got to, you know, there's some cobwebs and your flesh is going to cry.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I said, your flesh is going to cry. You know, the last couple weeks that I wasn't getting up and going and doing and whatever, my flesh was just like, I want to do this. I'm like, shut up. Just like, I want a donut. No, you're not getting sugar today, okay? Honey, that's as far as I'm going, all right? No processed sugar today. Stop it. No. I'm not talking about Jay. I'm talking about my flesh. Yeah. So it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And wisdom actually comes from knowledge that moves into revelation, which is faith, understanding of the heart, and you apply that understanding, you believe that you receive, and you're thanking God for it, and you're walking along, and you're seeing things happen in your life, you gain wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
It's called the manifold wisdom of God. And it's multifaceted as you continue to walk in knowledge and understanding and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And you will become wise. You will make decisions based on God's word and not based on your mentality of how you did things in yesteryear. You will make decisions based on God's word and what the Holy Ghost is saying to you, because you are learning to discern with your spirit. Not just the senses, your mentality, your ears, your nose, but you're learning to discern with your heart.
Amen.
So, therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her. She will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her.
Yes, she will.
Amen. So we start out putting God's word first. And if you've noticed, it's been a constant emphasizing putting the word first. Emphasizing being led by the Spirit. But if you're being led by the Spirit and you're not a person of the word, it could be skewed. In other words, I shouldn't say, if you think you're being led, are you somebody that's changing every other day or week or every couple years? No, God's saying stability is good as long as it's what He's telling you to do. If it's not Him telling you to do it, then it is time to move. You understand? But He's not telling you to move every other day or telling you something different all the time. We've got to learn to stick with the Word of God, stand our ground, tell the devil, take your hands off of our bodies, off of our money.
Come on.
And we're using our faith and we're walking it out.
Absolutely.
And in doing so, we're becoming wiser. Amen. All right, so I want to go to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. And I was meditating on several things. Hebrews chapter 5 yesterday, and I'm thinking, Lord, which way do you want me to go with this? And I planned to go to bed about 9 o'clock. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I had about 20 different things, and it was 9:30. So I'm like, Lord, I need to go to bed. You're telling me I need to rest. And He was dealing with me, trust me. That's why I'm having you meditate on these things, because He wanted it to come out of my heart. Not just writing it down on a piece of paper. There are times when He'll give me things, and I'll write it down word for word, because if He gave it to me, then it's good enough to read. All right, so Hebrews, did I say chapter 5?
Yes.
Sorry. Hebrews chapter 5, and I will go there too. For every high priest, verse 1, taken from among men, is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. How many know that we can have compassion on our brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Been there, done that, we understand. So we're not high-minded and haughty and, you know, bless God, you don't need to be doing that. When I get up here and say, you know, God dealt with me and I need to get rest among some other things, then that's something that I'm letting you know I understand. Because I don't think there's probably, now that doesn't mean I'm trying to compromise on that, because it's wrong, you know, not to get rest and to disobey our hearts. But at the same time, you're hearing, you know, I've done that too. Sometimes I've condemned myself. Have you ever had that talk with yourself?
Yes.
And well, if Pastor has been there and done that, well, he'll forgive me. I hope you don't base it on that. It's based on the Word of God. But at least maybe you'll go see that it says in the Word that you're forgiven. All right? Moving right along. Let's go to verse 5, also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a high priest forever," who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. So this was coming from his heart, his soul, his being. In verse 8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience. That's called suffering in the flesh. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, Pastor Jay made a statement, and this just really stuck out to me. The Lord said to me, without a prayer life, you won't learn obedience. That really, really... Now, that's not to condemn us. It's just that sometimes we think we're suffering in the flesh, but it's not always for the reasons... Well, moving right along. We'll go on. You'll get understanding. Having been perfected, and that word perfected means matured, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. Now, because Christ became perfected, because he became matured, he is the author. That means he's the originator. He's the author and the finisher. And finisher means he's the completer. So he began a good work in us. He gave you all the tools that you need through the Spirit of Christ who lives inside of you. And if you will learn how to grow up spiritually and learn to discern, first it comes with, we can't be dull of hearing.
That's right.
What do you have to do? You just got to lean in more.
Yeah, come on.
Of course we have to be faithful. And I want to say this. Those who are watching the live stream and have made it there every week, that's their church. Just watching from home.
Come on.
There's a certain amount of... God can only meet them so far because he said, don't forsake the assembling together of the believers. And you see, people can do something for so long that they think they're doing the right thing. And it's only the word of God and emphasizing the word. You see, it's not us telling you this is your church. As you're hearing the word, as you're hearing the word, as you're hearing the word, and the Holy Ghost is talking to you and saying, this is your church.
Yes.
If he's not saying that, well, then there's another church. We're not the only one in town. But there have been those of you who have moved from different states, who are driving hours to get here, who have had a word from God, and you know in your spirit this is the right thing. Don't allow the enemy to take that away from you.
That's right.
Don't allow him to steal from you. In other words, so that you've got to build the foundation again. See? That's what we're talking about. And then the wisdom that we once walked in, we're relinquishing because why? We get away from the word. And the farther we get away from the word, the darker it gets, and the less light we have, and the less revelation we have, and the less we're able to discern, and the more flighty we get, and unstable decisions and thoughts. And it's only the word of God and learning to communion with the Father. It's only fellowship with me that can bring you to a place of liberty. It's only fellowship with me that can take you higher, and then you'll see revelation and light and victory. It's only fellowship with me. So don't dread. Oh no, say to oppression, you must go because I know and it has been revealed to me. I live in victory. Let's just lift our hands and thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, sometimes the spirit of prophecy will get on me, but it's in line with the Word.
It's the Word.
And if it's not in line with the Word, then that's not the Holy Spirit. It's in line with the Word. And that is along the office, one of the offices that I stand in. And you don't see that as much as a pastor, but more on the road. They see that. You get what you need. A church needs a general practitioner.
Amen. Amen.
You can't have a prophet every Sunday.
No.
You'll get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. And I didn't say that for any particular reason, because I know anything about you. I'm just saying. In general, I know that about me.
Yeah.
I got to feed on a pastor.
That's yeah. right.
I need teaching and preaching of the Word. That's why I love Pastor Nancy, because she has the miracle crusades and what, but she emphasizes the Word.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Emphasizing the Word and becoming skilled. Now, let's read verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5. Are there in Cedar Rapids, y'all good? Okay, we're good here, but...
Yeah,
all right. Y'all awake?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And that word oracles, it actually just means the scriptures.
Yeah.
And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. In the word of righteousness. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that righteousness inherent in the Spirit of grace that lives in our heart. Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, lives in us, is righteousness. We are righteous. There's nothing that the devil can do to take righteousness away from you.
That's right.
Right.
But he can affect your works by getting you off of sound-mindedness.
Yes.
Getting you off of the Word. Getting you emphasizing just programs and things. And when we put God's Word first, he will bless us with the programs and the things.
Yeah.
Because people need stuff.
Yes.
Stuff can get in the way. So we're constantly reassessing what we're doing with our stuff.
That's right.
And is it becoming before God?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he first?
Come on.
Or is our new Lamborghini first? I don't have a Lamborghini, understand? But I mean, if I did, I wouldn't apologize. I'm just saying I don't. But whatever we have is at first. Is our time with somebody else first? You understand? So I'm making it a habit to, when I go to bed at night, to be thinking of him. When I get up in the morning, to be thinking of him. During my day, to be thinking of him, fellowshipping with him. And was it Smith Wigglesworth who said, if you see me on a street corner talking by myself, I'm talking to God. Now, I'm getting that a little bit fuzzy, but I'm talking to God. I talk to God all through my day. I make it a habit to talk to my Father, and he keeps me right. He keeps me straight. And he was one that would read the Word. Like every 30 minutes, he'd get his little New Testament out and read the Word. That's why he was being kept straight, because not only was he was talking to God, but he was talking his Word.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the Lord was able to talk to him and talk to his spirit and keep him straight and keep him right. And how many know, I don't think he was looking around wondering what he needed to do in life.
No.
Some people are wondering for weeks on end. And they'll come and they'll tell us one thing, and then 6 months later, they're doing another thing.
Yeah.
And that's not stability. It's not sound-mindedness. Now, we've all been there, done that, but we've got to grow up and grow out of that.
Right.
Because if we don't grow up and grow out of that, we will miss 6 months of our life.
Yeah.
Searching, looking for something that God may have already told us. So, solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And that's not just talking about your natural senses. You understand, we have spiritual senses. We have spiritual ears. We listen to God through our heart, not our head. It's not what we think about something. It's not our mental opinion about it. It's not based on what mom and dad taught us unless it was based on God's word. So everything we do, everything that we teach our children, everything that we use our authority in, and that will change, Chris. It will change because you're using your faith. Amen. Amen. That will change. Those allergies, they've got to go in Jesus' name. And you'll be led by the Spirit, just continuing to use your authority and speaking to that to your son. Amen. Amen. It's got to go. It's got to go. Let me give you a quick testimony. I had mentioned to the church, and we'll get where we need to go. I mentioned to the church on Sunday that I had it in my heart to go check a tooth that I thought I was going to have to get taken out. And I said, and I talked to the Lord because I've been speaking over that tooth,
right,
healing and health, because they told me last year that if I didn't get that particular tooth pulled, that it could abscess and you know, basically it had no life in it, whatever. And so I just at that point in time, I'm just not quite, you know, right with that yet. So, and last time the whole toxic tooth root canal thing went wrong and God dealt with me, I didn't pray about it. You know, I'm not talking to you about your root canal or anything else. I'm just saying that God dealt with me. I didn't pray about a root canal that I had and it wreaked havoc.
Yeah.
And bacteria got in my body and it affected my thyroid and several other things in my throat, and I wasn't even able to sing or preach for a while. And the Lord dealt with me. He didn't pray about it. So I'm very sensitive to pray about procedures or whatever I do anymore. And get him involved with it. And if I need to use my faith, I can. Because there are some things that maybe were attached to your body from birth that you got to deal with eventually. Or it's something that you're in the cage with the lion, but you have the name of Jesus, which is the whip. So if Satan comes and tries to put sickness and disease on you or whatever, you know, that's why you tell him, I've got a covenant.
Yes. Yes.
Of healing and health. And I believe that I receive,
yep,
according to Isaiah 53, according to 1 Peter 2:24. I believe that I receive healing and health. That's my mentality.
Yeah.
That is a sound mind.
Yes. Yes.
That is somebody who's growing up spiritually understanding their healing covenant. You don't have to be sick.
No, right. Sure don't.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's a sin to be sick. I guess I was just in sin for 2 weeks. No, I'm not. I'm not. But at the same time, there are causes for sickness. And I've shared with you in my own life things that have affected me. But if it's just a matter, and you don't have to go searching over, you know, under every bush and this and that. If you don't have revelation that something caused it, then just thank God you're healed.
Yes.
Believe that you receive your healing. Meditate on the scriptures that promise you what you need. Go to God, receive your health and healing, and thank God that you're healed. And stir it up.
Yes. Amen.
Stir it up.
Amen.
And there's repetition involved, but it better have revelation.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Stir it up.
Amen.
Stir those cobwebs up. Amen. So, by reason of use, have their senses, really, talking about your spiritual senses, exercised to discern, to have godly judgment, both of good and evil. We should know if something's good or if something's bad. We should know if something's of God or something's of the devil.
Absolutely.
We should know if we have a peace or if we don't have a peace.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you living in peace?
Yes.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it.
Amen.
If you're you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, in chapter 6, therefore, leaving the discussion, now I'm reading in New King James, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles, that's talking about still the first principles of Christ, let us go on to a perfection. Really, I like to say it this way, leaving the arguments about it.
Seriously.
Leaving the pettiness about it. It's not saying leave the first principles. No, you're not supposed to leave your foundation.
Right.
In other words, don't walk away and let your foundation be rooted up by anything.
Thank you.
Because you got to grow up spiritually. Let's read the rest of that. Let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection. So if you have the right foundation, you're going to be able to continue to grow up. And maturity always deals with the fruit of the Spirit. Always. So we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5. Righteousness is where your fruit is.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, righteousness is where my fruit is. Now, pureness, holiness, is simply righteous acts that have come from within and come out.
Yeah.
Holiness is righteousness that you are walking in.
Yeah.
Holiness and purity is using your faith to walk in love, using your faith to be clean,
yeah.
Using your faith to be above addictions, sexual immoralities,
yeah.
Things that, like this. Righteousness inside will help you, will provide everything you need to say no. The Holy Ghost within you will help you to say no. Because we live in a compromised society. We live in a compromised church where it's supposed to be okay to live like the devil. And supposedly we're just living in grace. That's pathetic. Because my Bible tells me about holiness. My Bible tells me about purity. And not condemning you. If you've yielded to wrong things, God is convicting you. It's your own heart that will condemn you. Your heart says, hey, you missed it. You dog. And what do you have to do? You got to get the right things in your heart. Your heart will not be satisfied. But the Holy Ghost, he's convicting you. He's saying, you know, you can do better. You can get above this. And there will be a space of time, but eventually we'll be judged. If we don't discern between good and evil. If we just choose to live in sin, if we just choose to continue to be distracted, then it becomes sin. If we just choose to keep yielding to those wrong programs that are producing wrong fruit in our life, if we just continue to forget about God in our day and put everybody else first, it will catch up to us. And they're saying right there, stop arguing about whether faith is right. Stop arguing about whether the right, about the baptisms. These are all first principles of things that you already ought to know.
Yes.
Grow up.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Galatians? Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. So we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit. It says, keep in step with the Spirit. In other words, do what the Spirit says, and you shall not fulfill the law of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit really is being a person of the Word and the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit, one in the same. If you are following the Word, you are following the Holy Spirit. But then there are specifics that the Holy Spirit needs to say to you that it doesn't say. Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt do this in the Bible. But the Holy Ghost only speaks in line. He never goes against the Word in any area. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not the things that you wish.
Yeah.
And many people, I know, been there, done that. Many people just, Lord, I want to do better. Lord, I want to do better. Now, that's a good thing. And it's good to be talking to God. It's good not to be afraid, because he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and what?
Sound mind.
But he wants us to come with him and talk to him about these things. And we can be honest and, you know, hey, I feel like I've worn mercy out at times, but it's still there facing me in the next morning, because it's new every morning. I didn't wear it out. I used so much, you didn't have any left. I'm just saying. Pastor Debbie, are you using all the mercy? Because there was no mercy left for me today. Thank God. I mean, you know. Did you drink all the milk? Because, you know, I like to put milk in my husband. Sometimes he will drink it all. But other times he says, I left you just enough for your coffee, honey. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Well, moving right along. So we have mercy every morning. I guess that's rain. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to move right along here. So let's move over to verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit, what is it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. I'm reading out of the New King James. Kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. In other words, your spirit man is in control. You've got the right foundation, which is built on the Word of God. And if you build your house on the rock, which is Christ, then you are hearing and you are doing. Because that's what Matthew 24 talks about. Building your house on the rock, not on the sand. When you're building your house on the rock, you are hearing and then you are doing. And you're discerning what the Holy Ghost is saying. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit, or you could say this, the fruit that is in your human spirit that is from the Holy Spirit. The fruit that is in your human spirit, but it's from the Holy Spirit. I know Dad Hagen brings out that in the Greek, you don't have a small S, you know, so they just make it a capital S. But really, he says that's saying the fruit of the human spirit. But it's of the Holy Spirit. It's inside of you. Inherent in you is righteousness. It's grace, the tools to do whatever you need to do.
Amen.
And that is to live right.
Yes.
But it's got to be built on the foundation of God's Word. God's Word every day.
Yeah.
Feeding on His Word. Coming to church and hearing and getting revelation. And then so that you can discern, so that you can see, so that it will be revealed to you what you are to do in this life, on this earth, to affect the kingdom of God. God's not done with you yet.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
No matter what age you are, no matter if you have been the same for 5 years, God wants you to step up.
Yes. Yes.
But it only comes, the rising is in the yeast of the Word.
Yes.
It only comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And then you can discern, this is what God wants me to do. And you know, first and foremost, he wants you to walk in love. He knows you want to. He knows that you're not supposed to forsake the assembling together of the local body of believers. He wants you to get involved. He wants you to be a part of this local church and help it grow and help it flourish. And he wants you to help, you know, whether you're teaching in the children's churches or the ushers. He wants you to be a blessing when people come through that door and they see a person that is weighted with the Word of God versus oppression. They're not coming in and they're seeing people that are weighted down with fear and oppression and sickness and disease. They're coming in and they're seeing people that are walking out freedom.
Yes. Amen.
And then this is a place where they can grow and they can learn. And that's why we got to keep going over the basics and going over the basics and going over the basics. And then God can take us to things in prayer where we'll be not just praying for the local church, but that comes first, but we will be able to pray for other nations, like Israel. We'll be able to pray for other countries. We'll be able to affect lives. And some of us will be called into the ministry and go overseas and or whatever.
Amen.
But first things are first. Express yourself in a love for God's word. Express yourself in a joy. When you get up in the morning and you're getting ready, I have a place to go where I can learn.
Yes. Yeah.
Not everybody has a place.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Express yourself in how thankful you are rather than, I've missed it. Rather than, I'm sick and I'm, you know, God's mad at me. And as a child, God wants us to learn that you are forgiven.
Yes.
And there are times when it will catch up with you and you may be down for a couple weeks. You have to learn to put the word first. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, that was all free. I want you very quickly, and then we're going to stop because we have to get this building tore down. But thank God for our own church.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to mention something to you. If the enemy comes to you and starts talking to you about the growth of this church, if he comes to you and starts talking to you about anything, you just tell them, you just shut up.
Yeah.
It is inevitable for this church to grow if we're putting God's word first and being led by the Spirit of God. It is inevitable. It is growing. I was involved as a youth leader a church for several years. Actually, Antioch Family Worship Center. It used to be Silverwood Church. Y'all know. Yeah, and my pastor was Dennis Slavens for several years, and I went to Bible school and so on and so forth. That church stayed at 150, I don't know how long, but it wasn't until that they moved to the new building. And I was in that because Pastor Jay and I just got married before they moved over to Antioch, 95th and Antioch. Was it 90 or 87? Anyway, somewhere around there. And it grew to where it was several hundred. Even I don't know what it is. Yeah, but the thing is, it's not about the numbers. It's about quality.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what they believe and what they do and that type of, I don't really know today. So I'm not endorsing or not endorsing, but I know that the things of faith were put into me as a young girl in that local church.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful. So thankful. And then actually God taught me on, moved me on to Bible school where I heard the healing message.
Yeah. Praise God.
And I needed that.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say because Pastor Dennis put things in me that I wouldn't be walking in today if it wasn't for his pastorate. I'm so pretty. But and honestly, he probably would still be my pastor today, but they weren't teaching the healing message like I needed it. I'm just saying, I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying, you got to go where they're teaching redemption.
Yeah.
I mean, if can, or move there, whatever, which people have done. Why don't you stand up? It's a process of faith. But for years, and then it grew. I'm just saying, like the church in Cedar Rapids, for instance, we are at a place right now, we know that when we eventually move into the next building, that will bust open. It's just got to be the right place in the building. And frankly, Pastor Jay didn't even want to move in the building we are in right now, but we've been blessed there. And, you know, we've got one of the larger daycares in the whole area there. And the church, spiritually speaking, is doing wonderful and financially, you know. I'm just saying, we're not concerned with the mentality of it's got to be just numbers. I mean, if everybody came, I guess there'd probably be about 300 or something like that. But when we move into the new church, which will come very soon, it will break open because the Lord dealt with Pastor Jay years ago that church is going to 1,200.
Yes, it is.
And then the church here, now that's just a whole different story because we don't compare churches to churches. But we know that there is a foundation of the teaching of faith here, and people are looking for this message that wasn't in Iowa.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
So you help us call them in.
That's right.
You help us call the people that need to be in this church in.
Yes.
And if you notice, the health ministry is growing, the finances are growing.
Yes.
You've got to have a foundation.
Yes.
It's got to be a foundation. You've got to use wisdom or it will fall. And like I said, we could grow overnight to large numbers on programs alone, but we refuse to do that. Because frankly, when it's built on that, then we're going to have problems.
That's right.
We're going to have breaches in our armor. We can't do that. We've got to build it on the Word and the leading of the Spirit of God, the Word and the Spirit. And and it will stand. Praise the Lord. Why don't you just lift your hands to the Lord?
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're growing the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
We're growing in faith. We're growing in love. We're growing in our ability to discern good and evil. We're growing in our ability to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm encouraging you today, put down the condemnation. And, you know, your heart may be condemning you. Rightfully so, because maybe you've done something wrong, but the Holy Ghost is saying, just take hold of the blood of Jesus. Just take hold of my blood and let that go. And say, Father, help me to be right. Help me to do right. Help me to be an example in this body of believers.
Thanks.
And he'll help you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
We do thank you, Father.
We worship you. We bless you.
Thank you for your
word. There is nothing that I can't do through you. There is nothing that I can't do through you. There is nothing that I can't do through you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've put in me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm not trying to serenade you. I'm just teaching you. We can just hook up with a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song. I'm not trying to show you my great ability of singing or anything like that. I'm just, that it makes me happy to sing. It makes me happy to yield to the Holy Ghost. It makes me happy to talk to my Father and tell him what he's done for me. You can do it, my friend. This week, purpose in your heart to take extra time in His Word. Purpose in your heart when you wake up in the morning to look to Him. Turn your heart to the Lord. Purpose in your heart that when you're getting busy in your afternoon, just turn that one program off that you always turn to. Just even the beginning of it. Just do it for 10 minutes. You can do it. You can do it. Tell your flesh, no, you can do it. And just keep yielding. And every night before you go to bed, you know, just get a good book. Or, you can read the Bible. I mean, that's the best book. But the prayer book, there's different ones back there. And just read and go to bed thinking about the Word. And you'll wake up. There is nothing I can't do through you. Nothing. Nothing I can't do. All your grace has brought me through. There is nothing that you've ever turned me away from. Oh no. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm free. Oh, say, I'm free. Come on, say that with me. I'm free. Oh, yes, I'm free. Because of the Word and the Holy Ghost, I'm free. In the morning, I'm free. In the noon, free. In the nighttime, free. All day through. No more condemnation. No more oppression. Just joy. Just joy. Just joy. Just joy. Oh, freedom in you. Because I'm meditating on the Word and I'm getting revelation. I'm getting light and understanding.